Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Green Teens, discussing environmental problems that are very pertinent today. In this week's episode, we will be continuing the discussion of some women environmental activists who have made an extreme amount of influence and change on our environment. So last week we talked about Angelou Azulio and Tara Huska, and this week we will be talking about AOC and Greta Thunberg. And then for our last part, you're going to have to stick around or wait for the episode to see who we're going to talk about next. So with that, let's get on with this episode.
Next, we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but you may know her as AOC. Now, she's a congresswoman, an educator, and an organizer who's serving the 14th District of New York in Bronx and the Queens. And so AOC grew up experiencing the reality of New York's rising income inequality, which inspired her to organize her community and run for office on a progressive platform.
Yeah, so it's really cool how, you know, as we talked about, Angelo and AOC are, you know, live really close to each other. So yeah, as you mentioned, she had to go through income hardships, right?
Yeah. For an example, AOC, she had to work as a bartender and a waitress in addition to working in the National Hispanic Institute to make sure, you know, ends meet and stuff like that.
Yeah, so what do you think that like kind of made her more relatable or like had made her like have a bigger platform, I guess, as she related to the people?
You know, whenever you think of a lot of politicians, you think like, for example, politicians came from, you know, maybe a middle class or a higher class. So it definitely struck a lot of people, you know, in their core to see someone who came from a lower class who had to work, you know, what we consider a lower class job and, you know, make ends meet while becoming, you know, an amazing person.
Yeah. So as we talk about AOC, I don't know if everyone in the audience knows, but from my like what I've seen of her, she's very strong-willed and she is always determined to take action. So as we talk about that, I know that she's encouraged some stuff for the environment. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about her. But so what exactly do you think what did she do for the environment?
So Representative, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, along with, you know, a few of her colleagues, she introduced a massive policy package that would remake the U.S. economy and eliminate all U.S. carbon, you know, emissions. And you may have heard of that, of what we like to call the Green New Deal.
Yeah, well, that is a huge piece of legislation, and you may have heard us talk about that in like our previous episodes, maybe in the Paris Climate Agreement episode, we discussed that we were gonna talk about the Green New Deal soon. That is still coming, but we should probably explain a little bit about what that is, right? So what is it?
Yeah, so it's basically a proposal, you know, from the Democrats that calls on the federal government to, you know, like work across the United States to change from fossil fuels and, you know, planet warming greenhouse gas emissions towards, you know, something more environmentally friendly that can help the economy as well. And so, you know, the proposal stresses that it aims to meet its ambitious goals while paying attention to groups like the poor, the disabled, and minority communities that we tend to look over. And, you know, also helping the disproportionately affected people that are going to be affected, you know, by the massive economic transitions that the Green New Deal is going to call for. And so the Green New Deal also calls that there will be net zero emissions by 2050, which is honestly, you know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah,
it's like, you know, we need some kind of ambitious goals, and AOC and Bernie Sanders, you know, have moved to declare that the climate crisis, you know, is an official emergency, and that if passed, the motion would not force any action on climate change, but would serve to highlight the issue on a global scale and really make some change on climate change.
Yeah, so as you talk about the Green New Deal, through what I've seen on the internet and stuff, it's actually sparked, you know, a lot of like shock and controversy because not like some people mm-hmm. think that it's doing too much. So like what
yeah.
do you think that it's yeah. covering, I guess?
So I think what's kind of weird is people tend to see a lot of legislation that, you know, aims to help a lot of people as a little bit controversial because it's been a long time since we've seen a lot of it like that. So, for example, the Green New Deal, you know, it's a kind of a legislation that's packed. Like, it's aiming on all areas, you know, it's helping, you know, things like healthcare, it's yeah. helping the economy and the environment. And people are like, oh my God, like, I don't know if this is good, but honestly, it is beneficial.
Yeah.
And we need to make big change.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that like some people may think that, you know, it's just, it seems kind of like impossible just because people haven't, you know, publish anything with that much extremity of like all these different aspects that go together, right? So that probably yeah. made them like a little controversial. Yeah. So as we talk about AOC and we talk about like the power that she uses in her words, I think it's like it would be pretty beneficial to like hear some of the things that she said about climate change. So
it's, yeah,
like any notable ones?
Yeah, like, you know, AOC has definitely been, you know, talking about how we need to make change soon as possible because she stated, quote unquote, "We don't have the time to sit on our hands as our planet burns. For young people, climate change is bigger than election or re-election. It's life or death," end quote. And I think that kind of quote, you know, it's inspirational because we simply don't have enough time. It's not an everyday thing. It's something that's going to change our generation and we have to take action.
Yeah, exactly. Like without action, people, I mean, there will not be a place yeah. for us to live. I mean,
exactly. It's a huge deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. And when we talk about that, I know that AOC, like, has she met any other like environmentalists through
yeah.
collaboration? Yeah.
Yeah, AOC has actually met with another activist we're going to talk about, Greta Thunberg. She did have an interview with them. So if you're interested about hearing about Greta Thunberg, make sure to keep on listening.
So Greta Thunberg, or her full name, Greta Tintin Eleonora Ernman Thunberg, was born in 2003 and she is Swedish. So she's a Swedish environmental activist who works to address the problem of climate change and cutting carbon emissions.
I've heard that Greta's, you know, climate activism stemmed in her childhood years, right? What did she do then?
So Greta spent a lot of time urging for Swedish lawmakers to take action as a child. So as she began this process by holding school strikes for climate outside parliament. So first it was just her and she would hold up a sign that said "Save the climate." And soon enough, her action actually sparked this huge movement and a bunch of people started to join her. And then these strikes actually occurred every week on Fridays. So this strike actually became known as Fridays for the Future. And she did all of this by skipping school to raise awareness for her cause.
I know a lot of people were upset that she started, you know, stopped going back to school. Did she ever go back?
Yeah, she actually did go back to school. She started learning remotely, kind of like we're doing right now. And you're listening to something remotely right now.
That's awesome. So what are her main focuses in her environmental activism?
So Greta, when she's like raising awareness and stuff, she focuses on cutting carbon emissions and encouraging the whole world to work together to save the climate and for young people to take action and be activists and educate people about what's going on.
Okay. And what kinds of platforms has she been able to, you know, like spread that message of, oh, teens, like you got to get out there and you got to make a change?
Yeah, not just teens, also lawmakers too, but yeah, yeah. Through she actually spread this message through she spoke at the United Nations Climate Action Summit and she gave this huge powerful speech. It was called the "How Dare You" speech, and she was basically directly calling out some representatives for how they were basically not caring about what the environment, like what was happening to the environment, and they just wanted to make money. And mm-hmm. she also spoke at the UN 2019 climate change gathering in New York. Yeah, 2019. Yeah.
Yeah. Like going back to your what you said about like the "how dare you" speech. Like I remember online afterwards, like after the speech, there were a lot of like memes of her saying "how dare you." I know it was like it was really funny, but honestly, it was like it was a powerful speech.
Yeah, it really was. She was calling that representative out.
Exactly. And so, what are Greta's, you know, her notable accomplishments?
So Greta was actually named the 2019 Times Person of the Year. So that really shows how influential she was. And not only that, but she was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, though I'm pretty sure she didn't get it because she had some like really like severe like competition. But yeah, and then something else that she also did, like that was that is very notable, is that she actually refused to fly by plane. So she just believed that there were there was just so many emissions that, I mean, not, she was backed by the science that there were so many emissions that were produced by flying. So she basically mm-hmm. made her life pledge to not fly. And though that's not an accomplishment, it's still pretty notable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then something that she also did, which kind of involves the last topic that we were speaking about, which was, like, where did she speak? She actually spoke at the UN Climate Change Conference, or the COP25, in Madrid. And she actually met another young environmental activist, and her name was Lisapriya Kanjunagam. So we're going to be talking about her next.
Psych, we're actually going to be talking about her next episode, so you're going to have to wait, and you're going to have to tune in to part 3 of the series. And yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed today's episode, and that you learned about some environmental activists, and I hope that you also took away that you too can make a difference. It doesn't matter what age you are, and it doesn't matter where you've come from, and it doesn't matter how big your platform starts. But you can also make an influence. Bye.